you know you can listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? That's right. Go to the iPhone store and download the free Shoutcast app and then search for the Superhuman channel.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to a low-caffeine version of Superhuman Radio. That's right, Carl's kicking caffeine again. And so if you hear snoring in the breaks, you'll know why. We have a great show planned today. We have the Blueprint Power Hour with my co-host, Coach Rob Regish, in just a moment. That'll start. And then at the top of the hour, we're going to be giving away free tickets to the Arnold Classic. Do you want to go? Well, listen hard. If you're listening during the podcast, don't give up. Because we're giving away a lot of tickets, and we're going to tell you how you can be the recipient of not only a pair of tickets, but a lot of other fun stuff, too. So stay tuned for that.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
How do you like that, Rob? The caffeine-free version of Superhuman Radio.
You know, so far you sound just fine. We'll see if that keeps up.
You know, so here's the deal, right? So I everybody's listening and going, Carl, you've kicked caffeine 9 times in the past 2 years now. I know, and it's like a bad habit. It is a bad habit, and it's like at the worst here, I was back to that 1,000 grams a day, and it wasn't even having any effect. And on top of that, I'm not sleeping well. On top of that, I'm like, this is just stupid. This is abuse. I'm not an idiot. I'm going to be 59 years old. So,
Wow. So
basically cold turkey. Yesterday I have just a cup of coffee. Did not feel good all day long. Felt kind of like, you know, I can't get motivated. So today I've had zero caffeine. I swear to you, I fell asleep at my desk for probably about 7 minutes right before the show.
Oh, geez. Well, you'll get there.
Yeah, I will. What's new with you, Coach Rob Regish?
Well, friendly reminder, Mass Pro Synthogen X2 and the new and improved Tranquilogen is ready for pre-order at bodybuildingsupplements.com. I hear through the grapevine that Muscle and Sports Science, distributors of both Synthogen and Tranquilogen, is now a new sponsor.
That's right, John Drake. And boy, what a great guy this guy is. Let me tell you something.
You know, I am really pleased. To go to bat for him, to speak to him. They've been in business for over 20 years, which really says something in this business.
But you know something? This guy is somebody that you want to do business with because this guy is honest, sincere, and loves the industry. Like, that's his goal. His goal is to produce great products that people love. That's it. It's a simple goal. And
yeah.
Most people in the industry can't get it right, but he can.
No, I've known John for over 20 years. He's an athlete himself, a hell of an athlete. He's on the bike. And he carries some category killers and many a time-honored formula. So, you know, I would tell you, don't expect flashy labels. Do expect top shelf, absolute top shelf, American-made amino acids, and especially his herbal extracts and other ingredients.
You remember when we've talked in the past, how many times have you opened up an old bodybuilding magazine and gone, none of these products are even available any longer? They've all gone by the wayside. They were all the greatest thing. They were going to revolutionize the world. 5 years later, 6 years later, they're gone because they didn't work. John's got products that for 19 years, people keep buying them because they keep working.
Yeah, almost every one of his products, in fact, has been on the market for a minimum of 5, and most of them 10 or more years. So, you know, what does that tell you?
Yeah. Yeah, very excited. Very excited. Yeah. So the first question comes from Phil Henning. He says, so I saw the before and after picture you posted on the SHR Facebook page. The difference was dramatic, but I'd like to know more about what you were doing different because it's hard to believe jiu-jitsu training is responsible for that much fat loss. Really? I believe it. Also, were you using any new supplements, etc.? doing anything different diet-wise, how many calories a day were you eating?
You know, these, it's a fair question, so let me take them one by one. First, you know, I'll take a step back and give you some perspective. Around 6 months prior to this, I decided to get back to 250, right? I had previously been there in my youth, but, you know, I started around 218, and I made the following changes. One, got back on the anabolic diet. Two, consistently got 8 to 10 hours sleep every night. Three, bumped up my protein intake, especially before bed. Four, I used the Turbo 20 protocol, which, in a nutshell, it's using creatine in a special way plus peptides. Now, the former gave me 10 pounds in 9 days, and the latter I find very helpful in healing. And then finally, my training centered around 20-rep breathing squats. You know, the effectiveness of that program speaks for itself. It's legendary. I did not count calories, only macronutrients. And I paid more attention to meal patterning, meaning I went from fasting during the day, during the week, to frequent small meals, and that was true also on weekends. The weekend carb load is really where the gaining came in. You know, I finished each week up 1 or 2 pounds. I am convinced that manipulating insulin is key in gaining or losing. If you can master it, you can't go wrong. One day a week, usually Mondays, I did practice intermittent fasting, which was easy because, you know, especially after stuffing myself on weekends. I did that to give my digestive system a break. I was up to 250 by early December. So on January 2nd, I took pictures, recorded measurements, yada, yada. You know, it was time to recomp. Over the next 5 weeks, I stayed on the anabolic diet, but I practiced intermittent fasting Monday through Friday. So that, it helped keep calories lower, and it created at least a 16-hour period where fat was being burned. So remember now, my metabolism was humming along from almost 6 months of bulking. So even the slight drop in calories really registered. My training, quite honestly, the only thing that changed was I added a couple sets, tempo contrast sets, 6-second negatives, 6-second positives. The big thing, though, that I think was responsible was I joined jiu-jitsu school, and I go every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So I really dialed back the gym cardio in favor of jiu-jitsu. And 2 hours a night of rolling around ground-based wrestling is grueling. No amount of hit can really prepare you for it. What I'm about to say next, though, I think really was the key. Jiu-jitsu is between 7:30 and 9:30 at night. So before joining, I was usually on my second dinner of the night during those hours. With jiu-jitsu, I'm occupied. I'm physically exerting myself. And by the time I get home, it's late. I usually don't have a big appetite after fighting. So I just slam a muscular casein shake and go to bed. The result is a decrease in daily calories plus 2 hours of grappling, which I maintain equals the fat loss. I did not weigh myself, but I know I dropped 2 inches off my waist and I can see my abs now. First time in my life. So bottom line, no calorie counting, nothing esoteric. It boiled down to increased energy expenditure and decreased energy intake. What I will add, and I think this is incredibly important, is that I continued to focus on getting stronger. And when you do that, a lot of other things tend to take care of themselves. Hope that helps.
Jerry Seganovich says, my question has to do with marketing. All these big brands have multi-page ads in muscle magazines, some with pro bodybuilder endorsements, and are available at every major online retailer. The biggest are in Walmart and even some in gas stations. Yet I can only find your products for sale at the one or two websites. Why is that?
You know, he's asking some questions I've asked myself. I've got products people love. They have legions of fans. Yet, unless you know me or listen to this show, they're virtually invisible. You could walk into any GNC and ask for Synthogen or Progenidrex, and they're going to look at you like you got three heads. The stark reality is this. My products carry such a slim profit margin that it isn't even remotely possible to give GNC or an online shop like bodybuilding.com the commission that they're demanding, which last I knew, they wanted a third of your profits or more. You know, here's a good example you'll find eye-opening, pre-workouts. Your typical pre-workout powder costs about $6 to make, including the bottle and label it comes in. Most of them retail for six times that or more, so call it $36 a bottle. After expenses, they're making $30. Of that 30, bodybuilding.com or the retailer will take 10. Now you're down to 20, but, you know, that's still a pretty darn sweet profit margin. A lot of the brands plow that money back into advertising, but they still wind up making $10 a bottle. That doesn't sound like much until you realize they're moving 5,000 bottles a month, which is a cool 50,000. So by contrast, my formulas cost an incredible amount to make. We do little to no advertising, and for sure, I don't have a third of profits to give them. As far as pro endorsements go, I have to believe only the kiddies fall for that stuff.
Yeah.
Now, you know, everybody knows the pros are taking gobs of steroids, growth hormone, anything else they can get their hands on to get as buff as possible. You know, as for getting into Walmart over my dead body, with few exceptions, one place you don't want to do your supplement shopping is Walmart. And a lot of people that buy their staples there, like protein powder, creatine, or pre-workouts, you know, in my opinion, they may as well burn their dollar bill. You get six-star whey that's heated up to 170 degrees, creatine that's loaded with impurities, and horribly overpriced powdered caffeine. And then finally, we get to the target consumer. You know, the muscle techs of the world, their business model is predicated on one, maybe two or more buys by uninformed kids. And that's why you see them introduce a new product every few months, or new and improved. By contrast, Synthogen is, you know, it's been on the market for over 5 years now. We got a 90% reorder rate. And after I rolled it out, I said that 10 years from now, it'd still be on the market. We are more than halfway there, and it shows no signs of slowing down. So if you've ever wondered what the hallmarks of a good product are, it's time in the market and reorder rates. People, you know, don't continue to buy something that doesn't work or give a discernible benefit. So I'm proud to say my products do. It's not true of all of them.
Yeah, it's and this is something that I've struggled with too.
Sure.
You know, I'm never going to have the margins to get into a bodybuilding.com. I'm never going to have the margins to get into any of the big, you know, warehouse stores. Because, and plus, one of the things that Rob didn't mention to you that's worth mentioning, but if you get a deal with GNC, it's called a floor plan. They want 90-day terms, and they want the right to return anything that doesn't sell. So basically, if they order two jars of your product for every store, and God knows how many stores they have, but let's just say for the sake of this discussion, they have 500 stores. They want 1,000 bottles of product. They don't pay you anything for it. They take receipt, they put it on the shelf, and then if it sells in that 90 days, they'll pay you. And if it doesn't, they send it back.
Yeah.
So you're basically financing them to be a kind of a consignment relationship. And then worse than that, so the shelf that they're going to put you on, you have to buy. Ready for this? So let's say the shelf they're going to put you on has vitamin C tablets on it by some company that they're no longer doing business with. They don't just throw that stuff away and take a loss. You have to buy that inventory to make space for your product.
Wow.
So you have to pay them basically to get into their store and hope that they move your product. And we all know what places like GNC do. You advertise your product. People walk in and go, hey, where's Mass Pro Synthogen or where's Thrive Protein? It's over here. But have you looked at the GNC product? We have a product just like that. It's cheaper. So they walk in to buy your product, and they walk out with a GNC brand.
Yeah.
Now, it's, you know what? I get it. The convenience of being able to walk into a store and walk out with a product is a wonderful thing. But chances are that convenience is costing you, the buyer, a great deal more than you think it is. So,
yeah, and you almost always overpay at point of sale.
Overpay and have access to products that really aren't that great quite often. So, all right, let's take a break. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour. Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Want free tickets to the Arnold? Keep listening to the show today. I'm going to tell you how to get them. Johnny Briscoe says, one more time, what's the status of your new pre-workout? Perfect timing for this question.
Well, the capsules, test samples, capsules, they were met with a good reception. Good, however, isn't great. You know, because of the fast results, Synthogen, Progenidrex, et cetera, produce, people have come to, you know, expect dramatic effects from my products. So the consensus was that it needed more kick. And much as I'm opposed to it, you know, it's what the market wants. Therefore, I have reformulated it with a few new ingredients to accomplish that. The result has been a powder versus a capsule. Now, whether or not it stays like that, we'll see. So what am I gunning for with this product? It's simple. It should allow you to lift heavier and longer, thus magnifying the message to your muscles to grow. Now, you can accomplish this with stim-laced formulas, but show me the muscle. It isn't there. In fact, a good deal of these stim junkies wind up looking stringier than when they started. So that begs the question, what's going on? What's going on is this. They're jacking their cortisol levels through the roof, and their central nervous systems are getting fried in the process. It was Dr. John Parker and I had an interesting conversation about this the other day. Look, you need only look at meth addicts to see the correlation. These people look like walking skeletons. They got that way by frying their central nervous system over and over with powerful stimulants. You know, if you want to aggravate that situation by breaking down more muscle in the gym, be my guest. But, you know, both you and the meth addict are going to be swimming in the sea of cortisol, and it gets worse every time you set foot in the gym. So to avoid this situation, make sure to read labels of your favorite pre-workout. Most of them are laced with ingredients that jack you up. Now, how many ingredients do they include that put back, so to speak? Very few formulas do this. Very few. It's just like your bank account. You keep taking withdrawals, and sooner or later, your account gets overdrawn. Now you're in the red, and the only way out is to start putting back. My formula will balance stimulation and replenishment of key neurotransmitters such that you'll overload your muscles all right, but it'll do so by working in the brain as much as the central nervous system, and you won't look like a strung-out meth addict in the process. It will allow you to put on muscle. Appreciate the question.
You know, John Parker was recommending that I use some modafinil to come off of this caffeine. Yeah. And, you know, I'm that guy. I'm overtraining because I'm tired, but I'm taking my caffeine and I'm blasting through my exercises. I'm that guy that's breaking down. So what do you think about modafinil as an adjunct?
Well, it's going to be a lot better than high-dose caffeine, ephedrine, DMAA, you know, DHMA. It certainly doesn't seem to act in the classic stimulant sense. And although I'm not 100% certain, I'd be willing to bet it doesn't result in anywhere near the rise in cortisol that traditional stims would cause.
Okay. Jake Millman says, I read in one of your recent bulletins, the blueprint bulletins he's talking about carb powders for growth. In fact, you made a statement that you've seen carb powders put more muscle on people than protein powders. How the hell could that be?
You know, at first blush, you know, it would appear I'm either overstating the case or I'm high on something. The reality is I don't get high, nor am I overstating the case. For all the money people drop on protein powders, they'd be wise, I think, to redistribute some of that money towards carb-based powders, or frankly, potatoes. You know, I mentioned before that mastering insulin is the key, whether you're looking to bulk up or cut down. So let's talk weight loss, which more accurately should be termed fat loss. You can find studies showing low-carb diets work. You can find studies showing low-fat diets work. You'll find studies showing high-protein diets work. The common denominator in all those studies is controlling insulin, keeping it low and or steady. The difference lies only in how you get there, but insulin management is the key. Now, there are scant few studies, as you can imagine, on how to gain weight or gain muscle. What we do know, however, is that it's very difficult on a straight ketogenic diet to build muscle. A upon the reintroduction of carbs, your weight goes up. Now, some of that is the muscle cell being hydrated again, right? Remember, the suffix is hydrate. For every gram of carbs, your muscle stores glycogen. It pulls in nearly 3 grams of water weight with it. It's the ultimate cell volumizer. Works a lot like creatine to expand the muscle cell. So at this point, two things are certain. It takes some degree of insulin stimulation to build maximum muscle. And two, if insulin is stimulated too often or haphazardly, it'll result in body fat coming on. The devil then is in the details. While I can't give it all away, I can tell you that the glycemic index of the carb and the time it's introduced is critical. Sometimes a high GI carb is necessary. Others, much lower GI carb fits the bill. Powders allow concentrated amounts of carbs to modulate insulin, which in turn pushes nutrients into muscle cells. In fact, I consider insulin a lot more powerful than testosterone in building muscle, owing to not only to that pushing effect, but in stimulating IGF-1, 2, et cetera, and associated growth factors. Here's the bottom line. If you've been hammering protein for months, or in some cases years, and you haven't gained a lot of muscle, there's a reason why. Too much protein stimulates glucagon, which is a catabolic hormone. Carbs stimulate insulin, which is a storage hormone. Understanding the difference and how those two interact will literally determine how you look and perform. Get it right, and your muscle gain, fat loss problems are over. That was my two CCs.
We have to take a break, and when we come back, we have more questions. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Go there today. Be stronger tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, You'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Take that and rewind it back. Okay, so you're going to have to help me with this last name. John, is it Menuno?
Yeah, that's how I pronounce it.
Okay, John Menuno says, I'm 17 years old and struggling like hell to make gains. I listen to every word you say, and some of your recommendations have been pure gold. Went from 165 pounds to 190 in 2 years and have a goal of getting to 225. I've hit a sticking point, though, and no amount of upping the calories or changing my routine can budge it. Can you help?
His situation isn't uncommon. You know, once you've put on a healthy degree of muscle tissue, you reach a state what some people refer to as anabolic resistance. He's gained 25 pounds, presumably most of that muscle. So I'll break it down now, showing you what causes this anabolic resistance, and then discuss how to overcome it. So for 2 years, he's been training hard and most notably eating up to support that growth. And it worked. 25 pounds, nothing to sneeze at. But then the dreaded sticking point. No matter how hard he tries or how much he eats, he can't gain more muscle. The measuring tape, right, it stops making bigger circles around the arms and legs, and or worse, the waistline starts increasing. What's going on is this. The enzymes that store fat versus build muscle are starting to dominate. So when an underweight young man, usually, initially ups his calories, a high percentage, let's call it 80% of those calories, goes towards building muscle. As the duration of overfeeding continues, though, the enzymes that store fat begin to dominate. If he keeps it up, the percentages will flip, and 80% will go towards fat storage. And, you know, I heard long ago a saying, which was, it's a lot easier to eat another inch under your waist than it is your biceps, and it's very true. The solution, then, is to lower calories and protein for a brief period of time. Now, that time period can be shorter, provided the degree of calorie and protein deprivation is ratcheted up, but it's a very, very fine balancing act. It's tricky business, and for maximum effect, your training needs to change too. What you're doing is you're disrupting homeostasis, which is forcing the body into the alarm stage of Dr. Hand-Sile's general adaptation to stress model,
right.
GAS model. During that time, your body will upregulate every bit of muscle-building machinery it has. It just can't grow because it doesn't have the bricks or the downtime that's necessary. Now, also unique to this phase is the mobilization of anti-catabolic machinery. Your body is stressed out and under attack. It therefore does everything it can to hold onto the muscle that you do have. When you exit this phase, you are in a very desirable situation. Anabolism and anti-catabolism are very high. It doesn't take a genius to see you'll grow at an accelerated rate if you know how to do it. The full details on how to pull that off are contained in the original blueprint. You can get that for a mere $10 when you sign up for my free offering at fastmusclebook.com. Once you have that knowledge, you will literally be able to manipulate your growth machinery at will. Very effective. Wish more people were aware of it. The ones that do try it have glowing, glowing reviews.
Scott Cavallo says, I've got some pudge around the midsection and have been dieting as well as upping the cardio almost every day. I rotate HIIT with low-intensity steady-state jogging in addition to my weight training. What else can I do?
You know, first off, I have a feeling he's doing way too much cardio. You know, he hasn't disclosed what type of diet he's on, but I'm assuming he's in a caloric deficit. First thing you need to do is get it out of your head, the notion that only cardio burns fat. In fact, you should look at your weight training sessions to do that. A properly structured lactic acid tolerance training program, 2 or 3 days a week, is optimal. Every third session, or, you know, after you're done with 2 or 3 lat sessions, return to heavy lifting with long rest periods. The lat sessions spike growth hormone, which in turn goes and gobbles body fat to meet the energy demand of not just that workout, but it'll keep it going 24/7. Versus the 30 minutes or so you perform cardio. I would suggest, again, a minimum of 2, ideally 3 sessions a week. Time doesn't permit me to get into all of it, but essentially that is circuit training, using big basic movements and no rest in between sets. You know, you can go up to 4 rounds if your body becomes, as your body becomes better conditioned. If you really want to jack GH through the roof, you can take 3 grams of GABA and a bit of caffeine prior to the workout on an empty stomach. Doing so has been shown to boost biologically active GH no less than 480%, and that was in a study of young men in their 20s. The heavy sessions keep your central nervous system in touch with the heavier weights, and you will really come to appreciate the break from the very intense lat sessions. As for cardio, some clients of mine don't even need it, provided they're keeping their lat work up. If you do decide to perform it, I'm a big fan of high-intensity interval training. However, recently, I've had a lot of success with another type. I don't know what quite to call this, but I set the treadmill at a speed somewhere between a jog and a sprint. You know, somebody who's just starting out, set it at level 6. Your first go at that, maybe you get 3 minutes. Build it up to 5 minutes before upping the speed to level 7 and build up to 5 minutes again. Then go to level 8, 9, 10, etc. Now, you may be thinking 5 minutes of this isn't going to do much. You are wrong. I've seen absolutely phenomenal results. It's also real-world applicable. You know, you see a lot of people get in fights. Most fights don't go 5 minutes, but if they do, the energy expenditure is a lot closer to a sprint than a jog. You know, you wouldn't want to sprint all the way through, though, as you gas out. Running between a jog and a sprint creates a unique energy demand that draws on body fat quite differently than HIIT or LIIFT that I've seen. Try it and see. It's going to help you through your lat rounds a lot more than 30 minutes of walking to nowhere. Just think about it logically. How long does it take you to complete 8 exercises and a lactic acid training loop, you know, 5 minutes or under. So, you know, something to consider. I was looking for something that was brief, that was intense, but that did not go too far one way or another in the jogging / sprinting spectrum, and that area in between is really unique to train in.
Yeah. You know, and this kind of comes full circle to what you were saying to the young guy who stopped putting on muscle. When the body perceives that the environment is hostile, muscle is a very, very expensive form of tissue. You have to feed it. And it'll stop adding muscle. It'll downregulate protein synthetic response that is normal if it thinks that you're working too hard. It's afraid that you're going to starve, maybe, or you're going to put on so much muscle you won't be able to feed yourself with any success, and this is perceived stress. The same is true of fat. The body will stop losing fat. It'll downregulate resting energy requirements. It'll do everything it can. It'll shut the thyroid down. If it thinks that what you're doing maybe is too much work, and it's afraid that you're going to drive it into a dangerous place, so it'll hold on to fat.
Disrupting homeostasis is, as much as it's the solution to a lot of these problems, it is fraught with potential difficulty. You know, if you disrupt it too much, if you stay in that state too much, too long, you'll lose actual real muscle tissue.
Yeah.
If, however, you nail it, in the diet in conjunction with the training, you won't lose any real muscle. But again, the body will upregulate both its anabolic and anti-catabolic machinery. It won't last forever, but it is the most powerful state. You then refeed your body, change your training appropriately, and you start putting on muscle at a very accelerated rate.
Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got the blueprint tip of the day. And Rob is going to talk about inspiration. Not perspiration, inspiration. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more. You can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Too black. Welcome back. Too strong. So, what is the blueprint tip of the day, Rob?
I'll simply call it inspiration. So, I hear from a lot of people lamenting their physical imperfections, let's call it. It really depends on your perspective, though. So, this week, I'm going to talk about the true story of one man who changed history. Things didn't start out very promising for him, though, as we'll see. He was born on September 16, 1926, in Vancouver, British Columbia, with a club foot and crossed eyes. His father took one look at him and said to the doctor, "Why don't you just put him out of his misery right now?" His parents were poor. There was little money in the house. The other kids laughed at him because of his club foot, because of his crossed eyes, and because he was so poor. He had multiple operations on his leg and foot and ended up with a permanently fused foot and a withered calf and lower leg that were little more than a shin bone with some loose skin hanging over it. He started lifting weights and learning to hand balance in 1939 when he was only 13 years old. In 1953, he won the heavyweight class at the World Championships in Olympic weightlifting in Stockholm, Sweden, dethroning the legendary John Davis, a former six-time world champion and two-time Olympic weightlifting champion. Davis had been unbeaten in world and Olympic competition for 15 years. His name was Doug Hepburn, and he went on to inspire thousands of other young men in their quest for size and strength. The Canadian Colossus is still doing that today. There was an inner power that drove this man. He was a crippled kid from a poor family who people said didn't stand a ghost of a chance at achieving athletic success, became a world champion and then a legend. So what I just read to you was straight out of Brooks Hubick's Dinosaur Bodyweight Training. You should own this book, not just for the inspirational stories, but for the knowledge that it'll arm you with to make gains and get things done. You don't get this stuff, folks, when you buy a bottle of pills. To say the other information in the book is helpful is a gross understatement. You know, so whether it's Brooks's books, my books, or newsletter, I encourage you to arm yourself today with that kind of knowledge and inspiration. Because once you have it, nobody can take it away from you. He's got about a dozen examples in that book of people that overcame incredible odds that were stacked against them, including Brooks himself. I don't know if you know or Brooks has ever spoken about his history, but...
We did a show about Doug Hepburn, I believe, a long time ago.
Just very, very frail. And
but, you know, a lot of people in physical culture started there. So, Dan... Oh, God, why am I going to forget his name now? Isn't this funny? Dan the Seal Test Man. Dan the Strong Man, the Seal Test Strong Man on... I had him on my show twice. Isn't this funny? Dan, he was Joe Weider's original partner.
Wow.
I can't believe I'm forgetting his last name. This is what happens when you stop doing caffeine and you're addicted to it. I'm serious. No, I'm not joking. This is it. The brain synapses, they're like muddled and they're trying to fire, but they won't fire. But anyway, a lot of these guys, they started out with heart murmurs like, why can't I think of Dan Lurie's last name? Dan Lurie. So Dan Lurie was born with a heart murmur. And you know what? He was a sickly kid. His parents were told by doctors that he wouldn't live very long. He did well. He wanted to become a boxer. He became a boxer, but they said, nah, the heart murmur's in the way. You can't do that. You get punched in the chest, it's all over for you. So he became a bodybuilder. And he actually started the AAW, I think it was. AAWB or something like that. His organization is still around, believe it or not. It puts on the Mr. America events, I believe.
That's awesome.
What's that?
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, so he started out with a heart murmur, right? A lot of people started out as skinny, puny, weaklings, undernourished, ne'er-do-wells. A lot of these people who ended up becoming monsters. And I think that deep down inside of us, guys like even you and me, we have certain insecurities that we had when we were kids that made us want to be stronger, made us want to never feel that way again. I don't know for you what it was, but for me, growing up in Brooklyn, when I grew up in Brooklyn, my father used to refer to me as a puppy because I was a big kid, but I didn't have the intimidating qualities that a lot of my playmates had who were much smaller than me, and they would intimidate me. It wasn't until my father had the insight to get me involved in the Police Athletic League boxing program. And even then, I wasn't sure of myself. I was this big kid. I was this big, gawky, uncoordinated kid. It wasn't until I fought a kid named Thomas Torres. I'll never forget it. And I forgot about myself because this kid was pounding me. He was pounding me. And I was too busy trying to stay alive to be afraid. And I threw a right uppercut and I caught him under the chin and I lifted him off the canvas and he went flying like backwards. And I was so shocked that I could muster up that kind of strength that I immediately became concerned for his safety. And I ran over to him to say, are you okay? And the ref came and pulled me away and said, go stand over there. Like, I was, oh my God, I hurt this guy. And then later on, my boxing coach was an affable, nice Italian man. He said to me, you're supposed to hurt him. He says, that's the job. That's what you do when you're in a boxing ring. He says, you either get hurt Well, you hurt somebody. He says it's always better to hurt somebody. I couldn't do it. I wasn't built to hurt people. You know what I mean? I'm not one of those people who can disconnect my feelings and my concern for another human being enough to pummel them into oblivion. But it was that moment that I lifted Thomas Torres off the mat that I realized that what my father was saying. He used to say to me, you're a puppy. When you figure out how strong you are, you're going to come into your own. He used to tell me that all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. I started maybe at the other end of the spectrum, and I can still remember kids calling me skinny.
There you go.
And to this day, when I hear that word, it punches buttons inside me.
Right.
That's the last thing I will ever be. I will ever be.
Yeah, you'll never be called skinny again. You're going to be muscular. That was the goal. Like, I'm going to fix this. I'll never be called skinny again. Look, I was coming home. I went to Nativity, a parochial school called Nativity of Our Blessed Lord on Clawson and Madison in Brooklyn. And I lived in Bed-Stuy on Myrtle Avenue in Bedford and Ostrand, between Bedford and Ostrand. So when I was young, I took the school bus. But as I got older, my mother got me a bus pass. And I used to take the public transit home. And I was probably in seventh grade by now. You know, I was a big guy. And I'll never forget it. I was on the bus, and this kid who was a teenager, so he was much older than me, you know what I mean?
Yep.
He said to me, my mother, I wanted a pair of Converse All-Stars so badly. So badly. My mother didn't want to buy them for me because they were expensive. She wanted to buy me Keds. What's wrong with Keds? Why can't you wear Keds? I wanted Cons. So my mother bought me a pair of high-top black Cons. I love those sneakers, even though I only owned them for about 2 weeks. I'm coming home on the bus one day, and this Puerto Rican kid says to me, nice sneakers. And so I'm thinking he's trying to make conversation. I says, yeah, I just got them. He goes, what size are you? I go, I'm a 10 and a half. And I think about that. I'm in seventh grade. I'm a 10 and a half. He goes, take them off. And then I was like, what? He goes, take off the sneakers. He goes, I want the sneakers. Take them off. And so, like, I didn't know what to do. So he pushes me down into the seat. He unlaces my sneakers. He takes them off. I'm sitting there in my white socks. In retrospect, he doesn't even give me his, the bastard. He doesn't even say, here, take my old crappy sneakers. I had to walk home from on Myrtle Avenue in my socks. So when I got home, I said to my mother, my mother goes, where are your sneakers? I said, some kid took them on the bus. She didn't believe me.
Yeah,
she thought I left them at school. She said, did you lose them? Did you lose your sneakers? Because, you know, you had to take your sneakers off to go to gym, and then you had to put your clothes. Did you lose your I said, no, Mom. Some kid took them from me. Oh, come on, she said to me. Like, she couldn't believe it, which made me feel even worse. Like, she doesn't even believe somebody stole my sneakers.
I didn't believe her own son.
You know, it's I think we're all we all of us have had those experiences where we felt small, either small of stature or small of spirit. And we made a decision that we would never feel that way again. And physical culture has been our salvation for that reason.
Better believe it.
Well, there you go. Great show. CoachRobRegish.com. Go there today. Be stronger tomorrow. We'll talk to you next week, Rob.
Thanks, Carl.
Okay. Stay tuned. If you want free tickets to the Arnold, I'm going to tell you how you can get them.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym?
You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-291-5140. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-291-5140. That's 1-800-291-5140.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. It's that time of year when the world converges on Columbus, Ohio for the Arnold Sports Extravaganza. We have Brent Lalonde on us as usual. How you doing, Brent?
Good. How you doing?
Fantastic. Fantastic. So each year we do this where we talk to you about the upcoming event. We give away some tickets. And last year it was a huge show, big turnout. I think one of the biggest, because you actually added some new sporting events to last year's show. Are you doing that again this year? Are you adding anything new?
Definitely. We add 3, 4, 5 different sports or events every year. We're up to more than 70 different sports and events on the weekend. So we are always looking for new, exciting things to do, and we think we found a few again here for 2017.
What'd you find?
Well, we're going to bring back something that we had a couple of years ago, was Scottish Highland Games.
Oh,
we did
wow.
We had a nice pro show 3 or 4 years ago, but we held it outside on one of the weekends that was really cold, so it was tough to execute. It wasn't a great experience for the fans. It wasn't a great experience for the athletes because of the weather. So for 2017, we're going to bring back Highland Games. We're going to put it indoors inside the expo at the convention center. And we're really excited to see this take place right on our expo floor.
So the Highland Games, for those people who don't know it, is a very, very unique style of strongman. Now, who's putting that on? Is that part of the American Strongman Corporation project?
No, we're working with the Great Lakes Scottish Highland Games Association. So we have an amateur event with our regional association, and then we're bringing in some of the top pros around the world, working with Conway and a guy from the guy from Pleasanton out in California, and those guys are bringing in the pros.
Yeah, very, very cool.
Yeah, so working with Bill Crawford and Steve Conway.
How many people do you expect to show up in Columbus this year? Last year's crowd was a record breaker. What about this year?
Yeah, we'll be right at 200,000 attendees over 4 days. And we're looking at 20,000 athletes in 70 different sports from 80 countries. So the event just continues to grow and grow and get a little bigger every year.
And I don't think people realize, and we've talked about this, but if you're new to the Arnold Sports Festival in Columbus, Ohio, it really is a bigger event. It draws a bigger group crowd of people than even some Olympics do, right?
Yeah, so the Summer Games down in Rio this summer had about 10,000 athletes from about 60 different nations. Like I said, we'll be about 20,000 athletes from about 80 different nations. So from a scope, it is sometimes twice as big as an athlete standpoint from the Olympic Games.
It's amazing. Yeah. And it's a big deal for Columbus, Ohio, too, because this is a huge tourist attraction for Columbus, Ohio. And all the hotels are sold out. So
we contract with about 100 hotels in town.
Wow.
And most of those will sell out. You can still get a room. We have a database on our website at arnoldsportsfestival.com. But obviously all the rooms downtown by the convention center sell out very quickly. Folks walk in as they're checking out the year before.
Right.
And rebook their rooms and that sort of thing. But for the city of Columbus, this is, our city's largest annual event. It's one of the largest annual events in the country, and we generate about $51.4 million in spending and economic impact for our community between restaurants, hotels, transportation, entertainment, all that sort of thing over the weekend. So,
How does that compare to other events or conventions or any? How does that compare to other things that happen in Columbus? Is this the crown jewel of anything that happens in Columbus?
Yes, we have two big shows a year that really dwarf everything else that we do. So, one is the Arnold Sports Festival. This is our 29th year. We've been growing, by leaps and bounds since the event was first held in 1989. And then Columbus also hosts the All-American Quarter Horse Congress, which is, the nation's largest single horse breed show. So it's quarter horses. And that event is also held at the Ohio Expo Center, where we do about half of our event. And that event, similar in size to what we do, but it's over 20 days. So it's a long show. So they don't have the intensity that we have over 4 days. But when you stretch what they do over 20 days, the impact on our city is very similar.
What's the story behind why Arnold did it in Columbus? Arnold was out in California at the time living there. I knew he had a relationship with Jim Lorimer. But what was the real reason why they chose Columbus for this event? And it stayed there forever.
Yeah, they chose Columbus because the real quick story is Jim Lorimer was involved in girls track promotion through the Amateur Athletic Union, through AAU. And this is back in the late 50s into the 60s when AAU was the governing body for all sports. So his involvement in girls track in the AAU got him involved in weightlifting. They hosted the U.S. Weightlifting Championships here in Columbus in 1967. That led to hosting the World Weightlifting Championships here in Columbus in 1970. Jim promoted that event. Jim wanted to have a physique event along with that, so he created the Mr. World contest and invited the top six guys in the world to come in and compete. They were all in London competing in the Mr. Universe contest that same weekend on Saturday. He pulled a few strings, sent a plane, got those guys to come over. One of those six guys was Arnold. Arnold won the Mr. World contest in Columbus at Veterans Memorial in 1970. After that show was over, Arnold said to Jim, "When I retire, I'm going to come back and we're going to be business partners." Arnold was 23, didn't speak great English at the time, and Jim kind of said, "Okay, sure." Well, fast forward, Arnold wins all the Olympias for the next six Olympias or so. After 1975 in Sun City, he wins the Olympia there. That's when they film Pumping Iron. He comes back and retires, comes to Columbus and tells Jim they want to go into business together. So Jim and Arnold hook up as partners in 1975. And what a lot of people still don't remember is Jim and Arnold promoted and hosted the Olympia six times in Columbus between 1976 and 1986. So they brought the Olympia to Columbus six times. And on the years they didn't have the Olympia, they had a men's pro world and some other world championships. So they were promoting something in Columbus pretty much annually between 76 and 86, 87. At that point, they lost the ability to host the Olympia. The Olympia started traveling around more, and of course, it's in Las Vegas every year now. So once they lost the ability to host the Olympia, that is when Arnold decided to put his own name on a contest and create the Arnold Classic, and started here in Columbus in 1989, and obviously it's grown into what it is today, the largest multi-sport festival in the nation, not only here in Columbus, but on five other continents as well.
Who's the big favorite for bodybuilding this year?
Probably a couple of guys. Cedric McMillan should do very well. And then everybody is very interested to see how Dallas McCarver fares. So those are the two biggest names in the Arnold Classic.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about Dallas McCarver. He is he's Aaron Singerman's sponsored athlete over at Redcon One.
Yes. Aaron's very, 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 very excited about Dallas. He's big. He's 315, 320, something like that.
And ripped.
And ripped. So, and Cedric finished second here last year. Cedric's been on the doorstep at a lot of big contests the last three or four years, but hasn't quite cracked that nut yet and brought him a big one. So this may be his year. So, we will see. Josh Leonardowitz from Melbourne, who's done very well the last few years. He actually just dropped out of the show this week due to some personal problems.
So that
leaves Dallas and Cedric is the two big guns, and we'll see which one of those guys is the last man standing.
What I want to do is I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to tell people how they can get free tickets to the Arnold. If you want to go this year, here's a chance for you to save some money. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both
Use and endorse Can-See Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So we're talking to Brent Lalonde. We're talking about the upcoming Arnold Sports Festival in Columbus, Ohio. And if you're listening to this podcast and it's weeks later, don't give up hope because it's still worth a try. Here's the deal. There'll be 10 couples, I don't care, guy, girl, guy, doesn't matter. Yeah. 10 couples will get a ticket to the expo, a ticket to Party with the Pros, the after party that everyone wants to go to, and a ticket to this Sunday morning, Arnold puts on like a...
Arnold Sunday Showcase, where Arnold speaks for an hour, and then we also have the champions from the Arnold Classic 212, the Fitness Figure Bikini Champs are also there as well.
So that's three different tickets, so you'll get two pair of each, 10 different couples.
Yep.
What you got to do is you got to email me at onair@superhumanradio.com and simply put the word Arnold 2017 in the subject line. Make sure you include your name and address. We will forward that on to the folks up in Columbus, and your tickets will be – you'll get instructions back from me that will tell you how to redeem your tickets. It's a really exciting opportunity, especially the Sunday morning thing. I've heard amazing things. People all want to go to that Sunday morning event because you've got all the winners of the events there and Arnold Schwarzenegger in a very intimate setting where people can ask Arnold questions, and he's gracious and he answers them. It's a wonderful opportunity. So the expo, the Party with the Pros, which is the after party after the Saturday night Arnold Classic, and then Sunday morning in a room with you and all the pros and Arnold. A wonderful opportunity. Email me at onair@superhumanradio.com if you think you can be. Now, don't do this just to see if you're selected and you have no interest in going. Okay? Make sure you actually have the capacity to drive or fly to Columbus, Ohio to take advantage of this. Because this is a really, really great opportunity for somebody to save a bunch of money and do some really cool stuff. And you guys do this every year with us, and I really appreciate that. I really do.
We're happy to.
So anything exciting that you're looking forward to this year, something that you're really excited about?
Well, I always get excited about seeing the entire event come together. I mean, we do this in Columbus. We do it in Brazil. We do it in Melbourne, Barcelona, Johannesburg, South Africa, and in Hong Kong. And at each event, just seeing the event come together from really, really excites me. But from a new event standpoint, we have a couple things. We mentioned the indoor Scottish Highland Games earlier.
Right.
We are having for the first time a professional strongwoman contest.
Oh,
Working with Deanne Wessels over at Strongman Corp. There's only been one other professional strongwoman event so far, and we actually use that as a qualifier. It's held down in Jacksonville in 2016 in the fall, and Deanne used that as a qualifier to qualify for the first Arnold Pro Strongwoman. So that's going to be very fun to watch. We're going to have the world's strongest disabled man contest that Deanne's also putting on. And if folks have been to our expo, we've made a couple of changes inside the expo. So when you walk into our expo, in the past, on the far north side of our expo, there's been space, so there's been cheerleading or gymnastics, and gymnastics has been in that space for a long time. We've moved those events up to the fairgrounds. So we've taken over, we've expanded our expo. It's
wow.
Grew by about 20%. And what we've done is we have always had the main stage in the middle of our expo where we have arm wrestling and Arnold Amateur and some IFBB Pro League prejudging, and the Arnold Strongman Classic is always on that stage. We've had powerlifting and bench press and all that kind of stuff on that stage. We have added a second stage. It's called the Rogue Strength Stage, also inside the expo, to give us a second stage where we can highlight and feature many of the events that we wanted to highlight in the past, but we were limited by how much stage space we had inside the expo. So on the Rogue Strength Stage, there'll be things like Moss Wrestling, which is like stick wrestling. It's a world championship that is really cool. Some of the pro strongwomen will be on that stage. We got some international powerlifting on that stage, a kettlebell competition. So some of these events that we wanted to give a bigger platform to in the past, but we were limited because of our stage, how much stage time we had, we've doubled that for 2017. So two big main stages inside the expo, to feature all these great competitions.
Very, very exciting. And Columbus is such a great place to be when the Arnold is going on, because there's so much excitement and electricity in the city. It's just a blast, and we look forward to it every year.
Well, Brent, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And thanks for being on the show today, and thanks for the giveaway, okay?
Anytime. Go to arnoldsportsfestival.com, hit the USA tab. You get all the information, tickets, schedules, all that sort of thing. We look forward to seeing everybody in a few weeks.
Will Mr. Lorimer be there this year?
Of course. He will be there. Arnold will be there. And there'll be, with 70 different sports and events, the challenge becomes greater every year. But Jim and Arnold do their best to make it to every single event on the weekend.
Excellent. Okay. Well, we'll see you up there.
Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Take care. Bye. So there you have it. So if you want to get tickets to the expo, the party with the pros after party, and then the Sunday morning event with Arnold and all the pros in a room and you asking questions, send your request to onair@superhumanradio.com and simply put the word Arnold 2017 in the subject line, name and address inside the email, and we will send you instructions on how to claim your tickets. So this is 10 pair of these tickets. In other words, two people get three tickets each. And we're going to do that for 10 different groups of people. So send them. If you're listening to this podcast now and it's 2 days later, don't think, oh, everybody's gobbled them up already, because a lot of people can't make it and they're just not going to send in a request. So take a chance.
And that's all we have for today. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.